Wake up, gamers, because you're listening to the Big Think Dimension with Dan and Bob Video Games.
Bob, our new intro has ray tracing.
Ooh, cool.
KZ Excellent.
I'm optimistic about things.
And Mr. Feel.
Oh, my name's Feel.
Here on Gigaboots.
You know, I shouldn't have looked ahead at the news.
Yeah, you shouldn't have.
I opened this document and then my brain immediately went, what? They announced what? Wait, what?
So now are you looking at news item number two?
Okay, yes, I'm looking at that and holy shit. And then I'm also looking at this one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm just going to ignore that and go into what we've been playing over the last week. I'm going to start with the real hype shit. We've been really pressed for time for what apparently has been 2 years straight now. And Bob finally went, hey, if you send me an instructional video, I will build our Mr. console. And I was like, okay, let me.
Why not a Mrs.?
When I tell you the meaning of Mr., you're going to have a stroke.
Oh, shit. I didn't ask for this. Go ahead.
It is legitimately third birthday ass.
It is way worse than birthday.
It's
so bad.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Give it to me.
So, well, first, let me give people the context of what this device is. So this device is an open source community project. You can buy all the parts separately. You don't have to buy it from one manufacturer. And it's a little PC that uses FPGA technology to run cores, as they call it, simulating old consoles. So I have an NES, Genesis, Amiga, Commodore 64, Game Boy Advance, all these systems running on this thing that can take normal USB controllers, like any of them, and it has analog out, and it also has HDMI out. So we can play this on our CRT. We can play this on our TV, our OLED. And it's really fantastic. So before I explain the name Mist, let me be clear. Here is the official capitalization. Capital M, lowercase I, capital S and T, lowercase ER. That is how you write the name Mister. So, guys, the Mister is a successor project, a spinoff and evolution of a thing they called Mist. Mist stands for, in as much as it has letters from Amiga and Atari ST. So they gave this thing that's one of the most revolutionary retro products to hit the scene ever. The worst name in the world because the one before it had the worst name in the world.
It's really smart.
Oh, yeah. It's fucking brilliant. But, yeah, let me explain. This thing is genuinely really fucking awesome. And they have things set up so that way you can easily preset everything. But you do have to build it, which isn't...
I think I was looking at it, and you can order it fully built now.
Yeah, I figured 2 years later, people were doing that. I have to wonder how pre-configured that is.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either. If one of those companies somehow heard of this and would like to send me one so I could check it out and then point people at that and be like, that's a good thing, I would absolutely do that. Because here's the thing. The only competition to this on the market is Analog with their Super NT and Mega SG, Genesis and Super NES replica consoles, but they never stock it. For most of Big Think Dimension, Mr. Feel has been trying to buy their Super NES replacement.
Yep.
And he just can't.
They just never put it up. I'm even subscribed to tell me when it's going up. They haven't put it up in a year and a half.
Yeah, I have a Twitter notification every time they tweet. Let me tell you how many stupid GIFs I've seen. 3 million. They're just like, here's a GIF. I'm like, oh, thanks. What is this? The Game Boy Color version of Duke Nukem? Thanks. That's what I needed right now. Honestly, their GIFs are fine if they would just restock their products, which they never do, which makes setting up a notification level like
that. You can only make
insane.
Three at a time. Nobody wants a clone Super Nintendo.
Yeah. For people who don't understand what FPGAs are, it goes beyond normal PC-based or Raspberry Pi-based emulation. And FPGAs, instead of being a normal CPU that runs code, you design a layout for the hardware and you just code that. So it's like someone's coding into the FPGA the chips and stuff from the Super NES. The two effects of this, you can get much more accurate emulation, and all of it is zero latency because all of it, if done correctly, is cycle accurate. So, like, I played Sonic the Hedgehog on the Genesis, like Sonic 2 on the Genesis core on this, and it may have felt better than it did on the Mega SG somehow. Like, it feels unreasonably sharp and responsive. It's kind of nuts. Part of me is wondering if maybe they don't pull the controllers as quickly on an actual Mega SG. And maybe that's why that felt more responsive. But it's nuts. It feels absolutely great. And once you get it set up, it's incredibly powerful stuff. Like, we never would have bought a Commodore 64 and hooked it up to our setup. One, there's no room. Two, that's an old-ass PC. It's just going to die, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Three, there's all sorts of shit to jump around and deal with. Like, oh, do you really want a floppy drive to flash adapter that you're going to have to use and then load things up like that? It's all annoying. But this simplifies a lot of it, especially once you figure out the most insane decision with the Commodore 64 core. And it's really fantastic. There are a lot of fan projects. There are something like over 50 cores for this right now. So it's got all these retro consoles. It's got all these retro computers, these microcomputers. And then it's got arcade cores. And right now people are working on the CPS2, which is Capcom's second major arcade board, which powered countless amazing games. So, like, you know, Street Fighter 2, Street Fighter Alpha, I believe, but I'm not sure. I have to look it up. Like, tons and tons of Capcom classics are all powered by the CPS2. So once that core is done, you basically have a solution for all that, and it's really great. The Game Boy Advance core they have set up, you know, the Game Boy Advance, like the Super NES, allows for rotation and scaling of sprites. So, you know, they have that Mario Kart on there. Harmony of Dissonance has a lot of enemies that are multi-part sprites that scale and rotate to form its body. It has a feature where it renders that at 4 times the original resolution, so it looks a lot better.
I just looked it up. All of Alpha, all of Darkstalkers.
Yeah.
On CPS2.
Yeah, CPS2 is a hugely important board in, like, all of retro gaming. In fact, aren't the Dungeons & Dragons, like Chronicles and Mystara, powered on that, too?
Dungeon & Dragon Tower of Doom is on here.
Okay, so. Tower of Doom is, but Mystara is probably CPS3.
Maybe. I don't see that one.
Okay. But, like, this thing's really great now that it's actually set up. It's a lot better than it was in the early days. It used to be very difficult to set up by yourself. You would have to have a really good idea of what you were doing. I need to look up how much I paid for this because it's so much more impactful, I think, than buying an analog console. Like, analog doesn't make a console right now that could do more than one core. If you jailbreak it, the Genesis could do 3 cores, the Master System, the Game Gear, and the Genesis. But this thing can do so many more cores and cost in the same ballpark, right? And now me and Bob get to do something absolutely amazing. We get to play the Commodore 64 and Amiga versions of Castlevania.
Ugh, finally, you get to play some good games for the channel.
Yes, that's what those are for sure. Mm-hmm. I tweeted those videos. I know Mr. Feel really appreciated some of the qualities.
Yeah, I woke up to those. Oh, yes. when I woke up at like 4 a.m. today, mm-hmm. I was like, let me see what's happening over in this Discord. You posted those like tweets or the videos of it, and I went, man, that sure sounds like something they wasted the night getting to work.
Wasted nothing. We actually played a lot of incredible things, but we didn't share any of that. Because we're going to be doing a stream tomorrow from this recording.
Nobody let anyone in Europe know how platformers are supposed to work.
What's wrong with Up to Jump, Bob?
Up to Jump being in almost all of those games is like, yeah, they didn't talk to anyone. Somehow they were insulated from Japan, the US, everywhere else in the world. They were like, Up to Jump is it.
I'm thinking of the king of Eurojank from my gaming childhood, Super Star Wars.
Yes.
Where it's you have to hold up and then hit jump to do a good jump in that, but it also still feels really bad.
It still feels terrible.
That felt better than most of these, which is insane.
I know. It's really good.
It's really fantastic.
I was excited to see that it also has the Star Wars games that I grew up on. I think that they were, I played them on Apple II or something. But I was like, what the heck were those? We couldn't find them in all of Star Wars month.
Yeah, so we have access to those now. This also has an Apple II core, so we can play the original version of Prince of Persia.
Ooh.
Or Karateka, or any of those other games, you know, that were designed for the Apple II, didn't sell, and then got released on other things. For anyone who's wondering, Karateka sold, Prince of Persia didn't. The Apple II was pretty dead by the time that shipped, as I recall it. But yeah, the Amiga is absolutely fucking incredible, you guys. Like, the thought that I could have had that as a kid instead of that shitty DOS PC I grew up with kind of frustrates me. Because for anyone who doesn't know what an Amiga is or needs an approximation, it's like a really powerful Genesis. It can do 8 times as many colors as the Genesis, roughly, or something like that. And it's a PC, so it can have really large games in comparison. It's really impressive for something that came out in the late 80s. So the thought of, like, its competition is supposed to be games from then is kind of nuts. I'm really impressed by the stuff on it, and it's really fantastic to finally get to see the original version of Shadow of the Beast, because, you know, in the States, all we got was, what is it, the Genesis version, and I don't think there's a SNES version, but maybe there was. Shadow of the Beast is a fucking gorgeous, really cool game with awesome music. It's also hard as fucking balls. But yeah, that thing set up, it's genuinely one of the most, like, impactfully cool projects. And I wish more people could look into it, but I'm kind of worried about how easy it is to get in with pre-built stuff. I assume it's about as easy as what I went through, which isn't the worst thing in the world, but it's still not the most recommendable thing, right?
Right, like that did not seem easy at all.
Here's my bar, right? If I can't recommend it to all of my friends, why? I don't feel comfortable recommending it to the audience. You know, if I can't see my entire friends group getting through the setup process, then it's probably not a great idea to recommend to the audience.
I also found it really strange that there aren't good instructional videos on how to put this together. Like, the one you sent me was basically useless.
Yeah. No, it's true. It's so bad. They don't. No one who likes the Mr. Project also knows how to make a fucking video.
Yeah, the best one I found for putting together was the one that used just still pictures, and even that one had an insane thing of, yeah, do this and then just don't screw in this circuit board. I'm like, just sit it there.
What do you mean? Why?
Well, you'd have to buy these longer screws. You don't want to do that.
But I'm putting...
Don't get this car door that shuts all the way. If you want to do that, you're going to have to make sure your car door works.
Now, you don't want to get airbags because that's extra, so just never get in an accident.
Basically.
Yeah, it was that. It was really rough.
It was. For anyone who's curious where I got my specific one, for anyone who's knowledgeable on Mr. stuff, I got it from Mr. Add-ons 2 years ago. Isn't it amazing how bad a name Mr. is? Because now it's like, why'd they name their website Mr. Add-ons?
Yeah, no, it's really bad.
It's literally the worst fucking name in retro video game products, which is a high bar.
Now I'm remembering the part where I insult the RAM in the video... That company, Add-on, Mr. Add-ons, is like, okay, push it against the table to insert this, and the other video I'll watch is like, don't do that. Make sure your thumbs are under it because you can snap the board.
Oh my God. I'm really glad I wasn't here to watch you do that. That was the day where I edited for like 15 hours straight, like edited some Game of the Year stuff and then recorded a podcast and then fell asleep. So I'm really glad I wasn't here because I might have died. You might have just killed me with the stress of this video being like, yeah, just wedge it in a door and then slam the door. That'll make sure you get it.
So I have to confess to my brain damage.
Okay.
Again?
The only time, this whole time, every time the Mister comes up in my head, I just start playing the Mister Aqua Teen Hunger Force bit in my head.
Oh
yeah, that's fine. That's totally reasonable.
where Meatwad is the superhero Mr. Mister.
Yes.
And squirts people with a water bottle.
Yes.
His logo is MR with like the exponential 2 up above it.
Well, that's great, I guess.
Daisy's dead.
Yeah, I'm done.
Anyway, the Mr. Stuff's been really great. We plan on doing some streams with this thing because some of the stuff we found was some of the funniest shit I've ever seen in my life.
Yes!
Like, what was it? I think it's called Australopithecus Mechanicus. I think it was called, but that was the platform where we played Bob.
Uh-huh.
Where the dude's completely nude.
Yeah.
And you need to kill these snakes, but first you find gold to buy a sword to stab the snakes, and all of this is really weird already. But then the moment you stab the snake that's going to attack you, it goes, ow.
In a human voice.
I was like, this is one of the best terrible things I've ever seen. Everyone must know about these snakes that yell ow.
No.
But yeah, the weirdest part about the Mister, before I just hand off to Bob to talk about what he's been playing over the last week, the thing's like basically two decks of cards put on top of each other. It's tiny, okay? And ours doesn't even have a case. You could get a case for them. Ours did not have one.
We got a bottom plate. That's enough. That's a case, right?
That's a case. Yeah, just slam it in a door. Here's the weirdest part with the Mister. It's that tiny, so you're always worried something's going to yank a cable and just easily yank it off of whatever it's on. But it gets worse because you know how you turn off a Mister console?
No.
Let's take some guesses. Feel?
You short the power supply with a screwdriver.
Okay, KZ.
You spit on it.
You literally just rip the cable out while it's running. There's no menu. There's no nothing. They're just like, you're done using it? Just rip it out.
That's what I assumed, but I had to take it one step more insane.
It's just... It's insane. I don't... It's like I said to Bob, I was like, it's like if Nissan went, yeah, our car door is indestructible, but it has trouble closing. You need to take a sledgehammer and just beat the side of your car to close the door.
Yeah, no, I was freaking out when I was like, okay, I need to test this thing. Okay. And now I'm scared about how to turn it off. Look up guides. There's nothing. Nobody even mentioning this. Like,
they're all just like, what? This is normal.
What do you mean?
Yeah, when I'm done with my PS5, I just rip the cable out.
Yeah.
That's normal. But yeah, this thing's powerful. Really love it. Setup should have been easier, but it could have been way worse. Anyway, that's literally all I've played over the last week because I've been working on stuff. Wait, what did we stream last Friday? I don't even know.
Handing off Bloodstain.
Oh, that's true.
Doesn't count.
The classic mode of Bloodstain was good.
Oh yeah, that was a lot of fun.
That's about all I got to say about that. It's very Castlevania.
I thought that, but did you guys feel like they just really went overboard with the fucking Medusa heads?
No. But that, really? Then again, I just came from the Amiga version of Castlevania where the Medusa heads freaked Bob out so much. He's like, are they jester heads? What is this art?
Yeah,
I feel
like
there were so many in Bloodstained Classic. I started to feel like James Rolfe, where he just screams about them every time Castlevania pops up. Like, I see wavy lines and I just get pissed off.
Yeah, I think Dan played the only level with those, so I don't have an opinion on them.
I mean, Castlevania, many of them over time have had terrible Medusa things, so maybe my volume's lowered on that, you know? But it didn't stand out to me.
I like that they gave her every single move from Rondo of Blood. She even has the backflip.
Yeah, that shit's insane.
She even has a slide, which nothing had before, which is great.
Yeah, that's entirely a Igavania thing.
Oh, I guess that Maria had it in Rondo, didn't she?
Yeah.
That weird slide?
Yeah, she has that Ford slide.
Yes, where she has the belly slide. That is correct.
If they gave Miriam get that, that'd be hilarious.
She would have to, like, pound her fist into the ground just like...
Yes.
Just like Maria. That would be good.
She makes a really strong sound effect, like, oh!
I'm Bethany Cool right now.
So, that's what I've been playing. Hey, Bob.
Hey.
What have you been playing?
Should I talk about eating the pork roll?
Oh, my God.
Yes, please do.
Okay, give them the preamble of pork roll from our perspective.
So, I didn't know about pork roll until I saw it on a AVGN cross Pat Country stream.
Yeah, Pat the NES Pumpkin. Yeah, no joke. This thing, it's an old-ass video. I stumble into it because of a playlist. And it's just Pat Country and James Rolfe talking about pork roll.
Yeah, it was
they're
like, I guess I'll look for that. And then it was just at Publix, so I'm like, sure. Pork roll.
Just fuck me up.
Yeah, basically.
I think they were saying it was like the Northeastern version of Spam almost.
Yeah, they made it sound like it was a very omnipresent thing and super common in Northeast America.
Yeah.
Is this the year you just get into pork rolls every week?
I don't think so. It wasn't bad.
2020
enough.
Spam 2021 pork roll.
We got a very specific, like, not that many people are excited about pork roll, I don't think. I don't think there are nearly as many people as excited about that as our Spam.
I don't know, man. I heard them talk about pork roll on fucking that video, and I was like, what the fuck is pork roll? I am deeply fascinated and interested.
I mean, that's fair. I tweeted that picture of it, and there was, like, one guy saying, oh, man, I wish I could get that where I am now. So clearly, it has an effect.
That's fucking weird. I'm looking forward to the COVID section this week.
It's interesting.
Was it? Yeah?
Yeah.
Interesting?
Yeah, I'll probably eat more of it. It tastes kind of like a weaker version of pepperoni, which I didn't expect at all.
But it's huge, right?
It's huge, yeah.
Hmm.
But it's less spiced.
It's less spiced.
that sounds kind of good for, like, with eggs and stuff, because pepperoni can be really salty and spicy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's almost like it has a salami-like texture to it. But yeah, it's not really strong flavor-wise. It's pretty neat. I'll have more of it. I mean,
I still haven't tried it, so obviously we're going to have to talk about it next week.
Yeah, I'll need to buy another package of it.
I'll need to see if I can find it around here, because I'm...
See,
I love
here's the thing. If you could...
Meats I can eat with egg.
Yes.
That's very wise of you, yes. That is probably one of the most important things in human history.
I should have just full-on made it an omelet, honestly.
Mm.
Please look forward to Big Think Dimension 482 or whatever. We're like, you know, we'd get married, but we just like pork roll too much.
One piece of advice to anyone who goes out and tries pork roll.
Uh-huh.
Cut it before you put it in the pan. Because I just shoo those things in the pan because they're full circles. They start out as like giant round, like bologna shaped slices. They bubble and make like a big dome.
Oh, Bob, that's the foolishness of someone who's never eaten fried bologna.
I guess.
Oh,
fried bologna is great.
That sounds disgusting.
I should try fried bologna.
You guys have to try that. Just cut it and like put one little cut on each four cardinal direction. Put it in a pan with oil and fry it like bacon. And then you eat that with eggs. Or on a sandwich.
Yeah, it's great. It's wonderful. I actually don't like cold bologna.
Huh.
Well, everyone, please look forward to the pork roll versus fried bologna spoiler cast.
Oh, I'm down for that.
I'm down for that next Big Think Dimension.
As soon as I can find, if I can find it, absolutely.
Yeah, we got to find out what the pork roll situation is in your two cases.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. I don't think Pat Contry would have talked that much about pork roll if it was easy to get where he was.
Yeah, I think that the problem was it's like an Eastern thing. Like, they don't have it on the West Coast at all, but maybe.
Amazon.com.
No, I actually already looked. It's a little bit too rich for my blood on Amazon.com, but maybe I can find like
pork.
They're preying on sickos.
Yes, they're like, oh, they need their fix.
I like how this is the first time I think the CU podcast has come up on here and like it, people from it, and right. Not, you know, Ian saying nice things about Rahab.
No. We can't talk about that, Dan. Pork
that
roll.
Was really good.
I was
that and him making that and him making fun of your old desk.
See, here's the thing, though. Once again, that picture makes it look much smaller than it is. I'm not saying it's not small. I'm saying it looks like a little baby desk.
Yeah.
It literally looks like a desk that you would give a like, it would be a Polly Pocket desk.
I mean, I'm seeing it next to your current desk now, and that's really not doing it favors.
This desk is huge.
I know.
And that's a part of how that illusion works.
Right.
So are you buying this desk, or... You gonna get another one?
There's no room over here, but maybe eventually we'll figure something out.
Bob's like, I don't have enough room in my house for nice things like you have in my house, Dan.
I also play video games though, you know.
Oh, okay. Not just pork roll.
I know. I should just eat pork roll all week.
As I said before, Ian's very smart. I mean, very smart to do a food podcast.
The
pork
only
roll's really expensive. $35.
Good lord. I got
yeah, but that's like 3 pounds.
Yeah, I know. That's the cheapest option. It's $85.
Yeah, just see if it's in your local grocer, I guess.
Hold on.
But yeah, I think
I found a shirt for $20.
Of course you did.
A shirt? A pork roll?
Authentic New Jersey pork roll.
Oh my fucking god.
Yeah, you can also buy it from there. From, like, the manufacturer's store.
Jesus.
I feel like I definitely feel like I've seen this locally, though, so I'm gonna have to look for it.
Yeah, maybe it's gotten out farther, because I believe that video we watched was fairly old, like 5 years or
so. Oh, yeah,
old.
Yeah. That was at least 5 years old. But, what games did you play, Bob?
I went back and finished Nier Automata's both the Platinum Trophy and the DLC. So that was fun. It runs real well on the PS5.
Yeah.
Finally smooths that out.
It fucks me up seeing that run that well. Like, you're not supposed to do that. It's just like the Days Gone thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Where I just go, no, you're lying. Stop it.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, Platinum, maybe you just make only PS5 games now.
Please.
Please. But yeah, to finish off the DLC, I need to go level up my character fully.
Mm-hmm.
There's some real goofy ways to do that. That involve fighting a statue that gets you 5 levels each time you fight it.
What? Is it a statue of a cockatrice?
It's not, unfortunately.
Ah, jeez, that's unfortunate.
But yeah, you do that, and then you get to your max level. And I really enjoy that Nier is just like, yeah, no, I'm like Castlevania RPG. You are now God. Level 99, you just kill everything by looking at it.
Good.
Yeah.
Destiny should feel like that.
That's the way every one of these action RPGs should feel endgame. So yeah, then I went and crushed the arena. And you get like a...
You crushed?
Yeah, no, the arena just becomes a joke after that. It's like the highest level is level 80 of the arena matches you need to beat. And it's like, oh yeah, no, they can't hurt me.
Leave CEO men to me.
Yes, you fight the CEOs, which is really great. And they have a really strange remix song where I believe it's constantly saying, like, Square Enix.
Yes, CEO Square Enix. Aren't the orbs his head?
Yes, you get a thing that turns all bullets into his head after you beat him, too.
Yeah, that's really unsettling.
Well, him and the CEO of Platinum as well. So both their heads flying around. Those are really, really funny battles where they have, like, karate and beat you up.
I remember the warning that they give you. They're like, this is going to ruin your perception of the game.
Yes. And then when you actually get through the several layers of accepting that you'll have to just acknowledge or break the third wall, they're like, warning, CEO approaching. It's like when you enter the Ikaruga level. Because that was a lot of fun. Definitely just, if you haven't gone back to Nier and done the DLC yet, go do that. After you beat all the arenas and unlocks like this extra little story bit that's kind of neat and gives you a little bit of like the very first mission you attack, the machines, like you get to see the machines' perspective on like a few weeks before that happens. So they're building like the giant robot you fight. And you're basically in a game dev crunch room of just robots being like, I'm stuck in here all day. It smells so bad.
Oh, good.
I never sleep. I sleep here if I have to. It's really bad. But it's some neat stuff. It's very near. core, and then it ends with a music video.
Ooh.
What?
Yeah.
All right. So did you come back to this game because of that code that came out from about Nier Automata?
I mean, that reminded me to do it.
Okay.
But I mainly came back because I was like, it's a PS5 now. It's going to run right.
Yeah, that's why I kept kicking that can down that goddamn road. It's like, nope, 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 maybe, nope, yes.
And then I found I found out that the trophy shop existed, and that's why I was like, okay, I should go get the platinum. Just do that.
Bob's like, I gotta stop by the shop to buy a platinum.
Yes, because at some point in the game, you unlock a person who's in one of the bases, just like, hey.
Just he's walking up in his suit, like, I'm here to make a transaction.
And then I had to look into how to get infinite money, which is great. Where you're just like, okay, load up this chapter, go buy all of these books, go sell them in this chapter, and you get in profit.
And then people are like, Bob, you're scalping. And he's like, no, I'm an investor. I'm an entrepreneur.
I could be on Shark Tank.
You want these books? Okay, then I'll leave.
Yeah, so after getting $2 million, I was just like, okay, give me all the trophies. And it's like, here's the platinum.
Oh, that's great. I'm glad you got that platinum. It seemed like a good experience. You earned it.
Yeah, definitely. The only one of those I was tempted to actually just legit do was completing all the quests, because usually Nier quests are pretty funny, but it's a matter of finding them. I was just like, I'm not going to do that. I'm just not. Because they're hidden at random chapters and locations, and like, yeah, that's too much of a nest. And I definitely don't want to fully level up every weapon. That's boring.
Yeah.
All right. Other things I played.
Yeah.
I played the Disgaea 6 demo.
Oh, that's right. You checked that out on two platforms.
Yeah, it's out in Japan, both for PlayStation and for Switch. We're only getting the Switch version as far as we know. I was real scared because I booted up the Switch version. It runs at 30. It runs real bad. It makes it look really bad.
I didn't see this coming. I'm stupid.
Scared at first where he said runs real bad, and I was like, oh, it's not locked 30.
Yeah, it mostly locks 30, but it looks really bad with the graphics they're doing.
I
heard that there's like bad loading hitches when you do a special move. Is that true?
I didn't really notice. I guess I was too focused on just the overall performance.
Yeah, I mean, this literally is the worst running Disgaea game now.
Yeah. Luckily, yeah, there is a performance mode you can turn on in the menus.
Okay.
Which excites me, because that already makes it run mostly near 60.
Okay, well, that's tolerable. That's good.
Yeah, like the menus feel way better like that, because locked at 30 feels bad.
Does it start looking like a Xenoblade?
It does get pretty blurry, but I was...
Does it become a Vita game?
I think that they actually dropped the texture resolution of all the 3D stuff.
Oh, well, fuck, man.
So I don't think it's a full res drop, but I'm not good enough with this to know. I need Dan or actual analyst to look at this.
I need to use my electric eye.
I just...
It depends on if it looks... Yeah, it depends on if it looks like Xenoblade or not.
Yeah, I don't think we're hitting Xenoblade tier.
That's my
problem. Is that I'm just going to be mad. Going to be mad because we don't have that PS4 version for no reason that we know of.
Right. We assume that's a marketing deal with Nintendo, but
I assume it's just a timed thing in the West, and in like 6 months they'll put out the PS4 version. I hope that happens, because otherwise I'm pushing NISA for worst company 2021.
Okay, well, it's good to get some fresh blood in, and Microsoft doesn't need to launch a console, so.
Because I looked at footage of that on the PS4, and it's like, that looks really sharp.
Yeah, the PS4 version looks way better. That also, like, it having this feature makes me think, hey, maybe there will be a Switch Pro. This feels like a pro feature that you would make.
Yes, a little bit. I can see where you're coming from.
And they actually, that feature is also on the PS4 version, and it has three modes. So there's regular prioritized frame rate, and then like prioritized resolution or something like that. I was using Rush Machine translation for this stuff. I
thought there was going to be ray tracing.
So that last one locks the PS4 version at 30, and it does not look clean enough for that. Like, you need to be over 4K to lock 30 on PS4 for Disgaea, in my mind. But yeah, I couldn't, it did not look clear enough to justify the 30 lock, but you know, they put it there for some reason. Other really great features in this version, or this game in general, when you're in the hub world, hold the L2 button.
What?
You get a radial menu of all of the things in the hub world you can go to. So you can be like, okay, I want to immediately go to the shop. I want to go to the cheat shop. I want to go to the dimension select. You can just do that.
This is going to be the best one, Bob.
Yes!
Especially if it comes out on PS4 over here.
And the auto battle stuff is ridiculous. You can just hit the start button.
Uh-huh.
And they just go. Like, it'll just like, okay, all of your characters, it'll spawn as many as it can out of your base, and they'll each do attack. I think that it'll even, like, continue doing the attack that you set. Like, I had did it on the first battle. I was like, okay, you're going to do this thing that hits all around you. And then you just kept doing that over and over until everything was dead. And was like, oh.
So, quick question.
What's up?
Visuals are represented on screen for, like, all the auto battle stuff, right?
Yeah, there's a little thing in the corner. It's like auto battle.
And you can just let it keep auto battling, and you don't have to intervene?
Right.
So we need to do a stream eventually where that's just going the whole time during a death stream.
Jesus. To level up. I don't know how you're going to
set it. I don't know if
it's
advanced enough to be like, redo this level over and over and over again.
Yeah, it might be, because it seems like that's what they were insinuating in the promotional material. Stuff.
Yeah, for
but
sure.
I didn't. It was all in Japanese. I couldn't find that option.
Okay.
But it will just, once you start the battle, you hit the start button, they'll just do it. They'll just keep doing it. Now, if you can set up, because it, like, that looked like you could make a whole, like, what they do exactly sort of thing. So if you could set up, okay, throw this block here so that the experience doubler is on that, and then kill them, that'd be pretty insane. Very excited. Really, I really like the visual style here. Like, seeing the way they've transitioned to 3D is really cool looking. I hope that we get the PlayStation version, but I'll accept the Switch one. It's not perfect by any means, but I'll accept it because, oh man, I'm thirsty for this.
When's the last time? I guess the last time they released this guy, huh? That's the last time played one.
The last one was 5.
Yeah.
How long ago
was
that?
First came out
2015.
That's a pretty deep. Yeah, they had a lot of rough patches.
Yeah, they
I'll
did.
Always remember it because it came out in Japan the same day as Bloodborne. And the NIS guy's like, make sure you buy both. And then
they've also released a lot of shit that wasn't Disgaea, so it's not like they just died.
Yeah, like the Disgaea phone game.
Yeah, they released a lot of things, but they weren't Disgaea, so I was upset at them.
I would have been fine with it if it was, you know, in the good old days of PS2 when it's like, yeah, we released stuff that wasn't Disgaea. It's still a tactical RPG that's fun instead of whatever nightmare they were releasing, like, you know, which, whatever that is. 100 Night.
Witch and 100 Night?
Yeah.
They made that weird rhythm platformer that came out a couple months ago, Mad Rat Dead, even.
Oh, wow.
They've made a ton of shit that just wasn't Disgaea. Probably because it sold really fucking bad everywhere but the Switch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you released it on the same day as Bloodborne. What was wrong with you?
Asta 5 is probably the worst one.
I like 5 more than 4.
No, 4 is like the best.
What? No, that's not 3.
3 is my favorite. I really wish they would put it on something.
Jeez. 3. Look at us all having disagreements. I guess we need to do a month where we go through all of them called Dismaya.
Sure. And then we can go into the 7-month long replacement for E3 this year.
Oh, no. Then we can just drink the punch and end our lives on stream.
You know, this is all right. I got to do my KH marathon, and that'll roll into May. And then you do Dismaya, and then we do that. And I'm not alive.
Yeah. It's sounding pretty good
Nothing
right now.
Nothing can hurt you if you're not alive.
Exactly. You've become invincible.
Whatever gets me to dodge the Gorilla Collective is a win.
It's just too powerful. There's no way they're hiring those guys again. Jesus.
They're just still there from last year. They go to film in the same room and they're like, you guys are still in here? We don't have
two
anywhere
skeletons.
To go.
They didn't even feed them.
One other thing I played Star Ocean First Departure R.
Which is the PS4 port of the PSP game.
Yes.
Which is a remake of the first Star Ocean.
Yes.
It's a remake of the first Star Ocean, but they just redid. They just made it into two.
Yeah, they made it into the whole everything about it, like two, which is weird.
Yeah, it has all the systems of two. It has the visual styles of two. It has the combat systems of two.
I went back and played a little bit of the original version as well, because we got the CRT that we played it on.
Ooh.
It's like, oh, that's cool.
Wait a second. Did we not even reference the CRT saga on this big thing? We didn't explain to people the insane endeavor.
That was last week that we did talk about it a bit.
Bob, we bought this on Friday.
Yeah, we
oh, my God.
You guys didn't have it. That's why you started so late on Friday.
Yeah, God. It's all blur.
Yeah, no. For people who don't know, I randomly checked at like 8 in the morning, fucking Facebook Marketplace, and for the first time in 3 years, a decent CRT was nearby. I was like, ah, cool. And it's $50. Amazing. Oh, problem. They said it was 120 pounds, which I can lift half of easily. I can lift more than that. I show up. The guy who sells it to us is this older skinny dude, and he looks like he's going to die lifting the other half of this thing. What they didn't realize, it's 186 pounds. This thing's fucking insanely heavy and huge. It's 36 fucking inches. And CRTs, for anyone who doesn't know, like hasn't owned one or whatever, they're insanely deep, insanely huge, and heavy as fucking shit.
In super awkward shape, too.
Yes. So I get it here. Bob can't lift half of that. And I'm like, okay, that seems strange. I figured Bob could lift 60 pounds. We look it up. No, it's 100. Turns out it's 176. So it has to sit in Tosh's car until Agro gets out of work so he can lift it and put it in this living room. And we're like, okay, now it's here. Now we can move nothing because we could just barely fit it in here. But yeah, shit looks really cool on that. I put out that 5K video of Mega Man 8 on it. Looks really good. Anyways, TV segment done.
Oh, we also did that stream just with the TV.
That's true. And they got to YouTube already, which was surprisingly fast for me. You enjoying that VOD of Battletoads feel?
Yeah, I was about to bring up the VOD of Battletoads. Like sometimes I need to see my friends being hurt. when I need KZ to be hurt, I load up when I play DMC the DMC.
No. And
We get to the first blue rose and KZ yells with more emotion than I've ever heard him use in his life. Boo! With venom. And KZ normally doesn't have venom that way.
Yeah, because I usually have, you know, hope and light within my heart. But sometimes you catch me, one, when I'm tired, and two, when you show me bad shit.
And then later I do the air dash and KZ loses it like in no universe did he expect it to look that way.
You know what's great? I don't know what it looks like anymore. I blocked that shit out.
You don't remember, KZ? He throws his hands behind him with his palms facing back and goes, woo! And just flies really slowly.
Nope, it's gone. Locked tight.
Yeah, Fortnite dances.
I guess I'll have to do another playthrough at DMC sometime.
Yeah, don't you remember he started flossing and...
What kind of situation is there where I know it hurt me and it's like, hey, KZ, I'm doing it again. And I'm like,
you didn't get the whole experience, though. You had to tap out before the climax.
That's true. Didn't KZ bow out about a third or a fifth in?
No, he bowed out right before the final chunk.
It was rough, man. I was
he had been awake like 24 hours at that point.
I was dead, and also watching you play is bad because, you know, you were fighting an enemy by throwing projectile and just sitting there for 65 seconds until it dropped dead. And I'm like, I can't.
It was efficient.
It was probably the most efficient way to play the game. Yeah. But Star Ocean. Star Ocean 1. Playing that for the first time on the real hardware, outside of the first town, I realized that game doesn't have a world map. Like, it just has fully laid out areas between towns, which is really neat. I like that, and I kind of wish that's what they remade instead of making First Departure into two. But they did that, and that's still good. It's still neat. It's just not nearly as interesting, because there's lots of, like, designed areas and stuff that are now just, well, it's a PS1 game where you got the 3D world map you're walking around on, and looks very much like that. like what you expect in Final Fantasy 6 or 8.
It's sad they changed it, but on the other hand, they brought back the thing from 2 where you can get a game over in the menu by feeding all four of your characters poison.
Okay, great.
Cornbread Pocket story.
Oh no.
Okay.
He lost 3 hours of progress in Star Ocean 2 when we were like in high school, because he's like, I wonder what happens if I feed one of my characters Mandrake. And he's like, and I'm on the phone with him. He's not like in front of me. And he's like, oh, it made like a sound and they just fell down dead. He's like, oh, I wonder if I can do it to all four characters.
What?
Silence. Oh, it just cuts to them falling down right there on the map I'm on. Oh, it's a game over. Oh, fuck, I didn't save.
I would never have thought. Not once would I think I need to feed these characters something in the menu so they die.
Star Ocean 2 is great.
Hey, at least no one ruined his save file forever.
Yes, I did that. What about it? Hey, I didn't ruin it forever. He could have grown. He could have improved. He could have overcome the final boss with its limiters removed. It takes 700 hours of grinding to get ready for. Look, as penance, if they release it on PS4, I'll fucking do it to myself and overcome.
So do you recommend Star Ocean : it's racist now?
Wait, what?
Because R.
Got an R.
Oh, okay. But yeah, First Departure is real neat. It replaces all the anime portraits from the original, which were like a production IG or something, with like really intricately designed new character art that more reflects the original game.
I think they're by the Bakano artist.
Maybe.
Like Katsumi Inami, I think that's who did them.
Yeah, I was like, I know it's some famous person. They look really nice. They don't match some of the new art now. One of the characters, Ilya, she looks like she's one of the people from the space. So they went with a thing where she's got like a jacket and a space uniform on, basically. But in the original version, I guess she changed into this outfit that looks much more like, she looks almost like a mage. It looks nothing like the sprite now that they have this in here. It's really funny.
You tweeted a picture of that, right?
I did tweet that. Let me see if I can find it.
Okay. But yeah, it's her original design is like, I'm wearing this fantastic robe thing with ribbons and you can tell I'm a magical mage. And the new one's like business professional.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? What?
I thought they changed it back in First Departure.
They changed the art back, the like drawing. But not the sprite.
Yeah.
Oh, they changed the sprite.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's wrong.
Yeah, yeah. You see the sprite right next to the new art.
Yeah, the opposite color.
Yes, completely different color.
Maybe they intended to change the sprites too, and they're like, actually, we don't have as much money as we thought.
Yeah, that would have been really great if they just got enough budget to actually do that, because that would be really neat. But I still really like this game. First Departure, like, I forgot that the story went is insane of, oh yeah, in the first like hour or so, you go to space, find out that you need to go to the past, so then you go 300 years into the past and back to the same planet.
I've gotten to the end, it gets even more ridiculous.
Wait, that's the first hour?
Yeah, that happens real quick.
Hot damn. Fucking Prime Directive, eat my ass.
Yeah, no, you meet the guys from space and you're like, well, the Prime Directive says we shouldn't even talk to you, but we accidentally teleported right in front of you. You want to just come with us and we'll try and solve this?
I mean, that's about how the Prime Directive works in Star Trek.
Man, I'm sorry I just farted in front of you. You mind if I just shit on the floor?
Go ahead.
In Star Trek, the Prime Directive is only enforced to allow a child to die.
Yes, that's because Patrick Stewart felt like it.
Patrick Stewart hates children. That's true. That's his defining character trait.
It's and important.
He loves dirt buggies. Children.
God.
But yeah, the remake, good. Yes,
yeah, remake, good. Definitely play it. A lot of fun.
That SNES version we have has a hilarious dub.
Oh, no, oh, no. Well, that was Tales of Phantasia. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because the SNES version, like, it was one of the first games with on the Super Nintendo, it's audio at all. So even the Japanese version has like a really funny English dubbed intro,
like hyper compressed and stuff.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Thank you, Tales of. Did you play anything else?
No, that was it.
Okay.
Definitely play some Star Ocean First Departure. It's pretty cheap on there, I think.
You yeah, go maybe if it. Everyone just buys it right now and sends them an email demanding two, they'll bring the PSP version of two over, the fucking idiots.
Yeah.
I mean, it's only been a year and we had the world end, so I'm not too worried. Maybe if we get to the end of this year and don't hear anything about it, I'll be like, fucking tell them.
Look, all I'm saying is you don't need a giant staff to port a PSP game to the PS4. They have a fucking emulator.
I'm trying to remember, did that even happen in Japan yet? I keep forgetting.
They just put the PS4 version. They just did a PS4 version like 3 years ago. That's just it in an emulator.
Okay.
It does, yeah. Like without any new art or anything.
Oh, okay.
So maybe they're waiting to do new art for that one or something.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's what I'm assuming. Because
look, I just want a new
version. It also had like the new art. I mean, it also had like redone art that looked a little bit generic.
Okay. Well, I guess we're gonna go to KZ. KZ, what you been playing?
Let's see. I jumped into Final Fantasy 3, hot off the heels of doing Final Fantasy 2 last week. I haven't finished this one yet. This is a lot better than 2. I hate to shock people.
Mm-hmm. I don't think they'll shock anyone.
Oh, you would be surprised. Tell them about your Twitch chat.
Okay, so there's a portion of my Twitch chat that was getting mad that I was liking it.
Oh, okay. Sure.
And they're like, no, you're going to hate it. The final dungeon's bad. And I'm like, well, one, I haven't hit the final dungeon. Number two, that's not going to make it a bad game.
Right. There are plenty of games me and Bob played over the last year where it was great. And then the ending of Third Birthday hit us.
Yeah. I'm like, if an ending's bad, then I like everything about the game that isn't that, I'm still going to be like, yeah, it's all right.
Yeah.
The only way it'd be bad is if you game over in the final dungeon, it erases your save file. And I'm like, okay, yeah, that's a little malicious. I'm playing the PSP version, which is basically the DS version, but looks better. From what people are saying, they also added an auto battle specifically to the PSP one, where you just hit select, and it just queues up whatever your most recent command on characters is, which makes grinding really easy. Because all you have to do at that point is just run in a circle and then just hit X to confirm your experience after you've won, so long as you're strong enough for it. The game's a little harder than the NES one, because in the NES version, of course, you could have like 8 enemies on the screen. That was that big, you know, the big thing in the earlier ones, is just they just drop a bunch of enemy sprites. The DS couldn't do that. It could only do like 2 or 3. So they just upped the stats of everything. That'll offset the fact that they can't have 8 enemies, just that, make them really strong enemies.
That really, I've never been told something, some decision in an RPG that upset me as much as that. And I'm like, no, I don't want to fight stronger things. I want to fight more less strong things. So I feel like I accomplish more each battle.
I mean, yeah, that does worry me on balance, strange. But it's as long as it works.
Yeah, it works. This one's the first one to have the like customizable job system. So you like pick a variety of jobs. You're going in getting the 4 crystals. So each time you get a new crystal, you get another set of jobs that you can equip. They have something called job sickness in this, where it's like you've switched jobs. You will be debuffed while using this job for a couple of battles. Or if it's some of the late ones, it's like 6 or 7, which I didn't have a problem with. I have the power of fast forward. We're going to be okay. A little weird that they have that in there. But overall, the customization's kind of fun. Like, I'm rolling with a Dragoon and a Dark Knight now. And the Dark Knight's broken because it has that soul eater move of just, I'm going to hurt myself. And now everything on the field took 1,200 damage.
Oh, that's cool. That's Cecil.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that felt pretty satisfying. This has some like use magic to affect yourself to get through dungeons, like turn everyone into a toad so you can jump into the water and go to the subterranean part of the dungeon.
Huh.
Or shrink your party so you can go into a tiny hole. And there's stuff like that, which most of the time, once you go through it, you can then cast the spell to, like, bring yourself back to normal size or not make yourself a toad anymore. The female party member's like, please don't make me a toad again. I'm so tired of this. I don't like it. Makes me uncomfortable.
Fair.
Mm-hmm. There is some stuff that they click. What's weird about these Final Fantasy remakes that I have found is that they faithfully remake them, even the parts that are bad. Like, okay, there's a part here where there's they drop you into a zone after, like, maybe the first dungeon of the game, where you're just you're landlocked and you have to find a location, and every location here is hidden inside a tree tile, but it's not colored differently. So you just have to randomly run around, and then eventually you'll find the one that then suddenly just abruptly does a screen transition, and you're just in a forested area that's special. And one of them requires you to shrink your party and then find it. And they tell you the direction through an NPC, but I feel like that's still way too clunky. You might as well just mark it. So there's like some pathfinding stuff there that I think leaves a lot to be desired. The arranged soundtrack that the DS/PSP version has is fantastic. I think it's really good because Square will arrange soundtracks of a lot of stuff, and everything but like the Kingdom Hearts stuff has been mostly not great. So I was kind of impressed that this came out sounding like really good. But they also let you play the originals, which is neat. And the overall visual style is great. I was kind of shocked at how good this was compared to the other PSP ones I did that look nice, where they like made new sprites and everything, but the games were mostly kind of bad, where this has been pleasant the whole way, and it has a bunch of new story stuff because their story was pretty light. But yeah, I've known absolutely nothing about 3 except that it has a crystal tower. The main bad guy is the woman with the boobies. And I fought.
Do you mean Cloud of Mist?
Yeah, Cloud of Mist. And I think I fought like a third of the main villains through playing Final Fantasy 14. also to the point where I heard the main theme of this and went, oh, I thought that was just a Final Fantasy 14 song, but oh, it's from this. Okay.
Man. The silly KZ. There's nothing original in Final Fantasy 14.
It's going to be a real trip when KZ watches some Disney movies. What the fuck? Bibbidi Bobbidi Boos from a fucking movie?
That's going to blow my mind. There's plenty of unique things in 14, but it's also a Final Fantasy game that, you know, harkens back to the past like all of them do.
When did 15 do that?
Enemies, and that's it.
Yeah, those are designs from like Final Fantasy 2 and stuff.
I lost it. I'm playing some of these old ones. I'm starting to see like some of the influences that Final Fantasy 15 got from them, where they're like, here, it's that thing, only somehow worse.
I really see how Final Fantasy 15 calls back by having as much story as a Famicom game.
I was just thinking, fucking Bahamut in Final Fantasy 15 has a bunch of swords and drops giant swords, and they had that idea because you meet Bahamut in Final Fantasy 1, and all the tiles around him are swords.
Oh, very very cool. Very cool.
But yeah,
thank you, Square Enix, very cool.
Yeah, thank you, Tabata. You did a good job. Continue being disappeared where I have no idea where you are, what you're doing.
Well, he's making that triple I game.
No, He is not doing anything. I keep searching his company. I can't find it.
It's a mystery. I'm sure it's fine. I'm sure that the fact they got on board to make a game about events that were canceled forever isn't going to cause any problems for him at all.
And it's okay. It gives them more time to work on their RPG for the Paralympic Games. It's going to be okay. Yeah, Final Fantasy 3 is fine. I think it's a nice improvement on 1. Which is what I was hoping 2 would at least try to do, but did not.
But this did it. I'm like, yeah, this might hit like a 6 if it continues to be as enjoyable as I've had it so far. But I'm still like halfway in. I reached a point in which guides told me to make every character a dragoon, just because apparently the boss has really strong attacks, and if everyone uses jump, the attack will miss.
That just sounds like me as a child. I'm like, everyone should be a dragoon. Dragoons are cool.
Yeah, right. Dragoons
are in fact very cool.
This is correct. Yes.
Yeah, the town's just like, only dragoons can defeat Garuda or whatever the fuck's in this dungeon, and I'm like, okay, I'll just equip everybody. And then, and because this has dual wielding in it, so you put something in your left and right hand, so they're just hitting even harder. So dual wielding spears.
Yes.
Yes. Yep. Yeah, my chat kept saying, how the fuck is that gonna work? And I'm like, it just works, man.
You just hold, you hold with both hands the very end of the spear. Gives you a lot of leverage.
I think one of those fate spear wielders does two spears. It's pretty good.
Ah, just dual wielding.
Dual wield, just double fisting spears and like doing the monkey and smacking someone with them.
Yeah, I was trying to. There's some other part that I was trying to think of with in regards to that, but I feel like it's just getting lost.
I'm just why is your chat surprised by that? I guess they haven't played classic Final Fantasies, because that's a huge thing in like 6.
Yeah, I'm not left with the impression that a lot of the people who watch this channel have played a ton of older Final Fantasies.
Yeah.
I don't see a lot of references dropped, is all I'm saying. Though, to be fair, even fewer have played Saga. So.
I mean, see, you two birds. Humanity, yeah.
Two birds, yep. One, I mean, stone. Go play Final Fantasy Legends.
It's a little bit understandable. You know, they've only released 4 mainline Final Fantasies in the past 21 years.
I know. Is it... That's so frustrating when it's just like, this series is great. They made Mega Man 11. How do you feel about picking up a Game Boy Advance game in 2021? Okay, good. Mm-hmm. You should play the 7th Battle Network game.
No, just buy all 4 versions of the collections that are going to come out this year, and then you can make sure you have that one.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be nice if Square was porting the 2D Final Fantasies. They seem to be really obsessed with the PS1 ones and none of the others.
Yeah, no, it's frustrating because like the Mega Man's in those collections. Final Fantasy ain't getting that.
Like PS4 doesn't have any of the original Final Fantasies, like 1 through 6.
Yeah, it's weird. They're on PC though because they ported all the mobile versions.
Yes. So that's another layer of discussion.
Yeah, I looked
they should,
at those.
They should remake
God.
Them into something that isn't bad and put them on consoles.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Some of those just look so bad. I recently looked at the version of 4 I'm going to play, which is just going to be the PSP one, mm-hmm. which is Final Fantasy 4 Complete.
Yes.
That looks absurd.
Yes.
Were they, this is the one they really gave a shit about, and it looks so good.
Yeah, it looks outrageously good. Like, I booted that thing on the Vita TV, and I'm like, you could sell this nowadays for like $20 easily. It looks exceptional. But, nope.
Yep. But I was looking at that, and of course, I know 5 also does the job stuff, mainly because I was looking at when they do that community Final Fantasy V event. I don't know if you've seen the 4 job fiesta before, where it's a community-based thing where you talk to a Twitter bot, and it says, all right, beat Final Fantasy V with these 4 jobs.
Oh, weird.
It random selects and assigns you those jobs, and then you just play with those only.
Huh.
I think they made a ROM generator for it at some point or something.
Oh, okay. But I know that that's been a thing they've done like every year around the same time where everyone just does a run of it.
Does 5 even have another release after the PS1?
GBA.
Huh.
I don't think they did like an English version. 3D version.
Mm.
Oh yeah. GBA is where it stops. I was looking and getting upset because I'm like, okay, that's the best that game will look, huh?
Yeah, and I don't know if it's like 6, it'll have weird compromises like the screen's too small, so we have to do stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, that is a shame.
I hate those fucking
Yeah, the big thing I saw people talking about is like the sound, but there are ROM hacks that are GBA sound restoration.
Yeah, that's good. That's great because, you know, one of the longest bitter things I've had to keep in my heart is the fact some of the best Castlevanias are on that platform. And for those who don't know, the Game Boy Advance doesn't really have a sound chip. It's just playing unbelievably hyper compressed, really shitty PCMs, as far as I understand. So it's just crap wave files.
You'll see people put up on YouTube or something, here's GBA soundtrack restored, and you're like, whoa.
Yeah, that Golden Sun one is incredible.
Yeah, I know. It's like someone bought me Q-tips. It's crazy.
Yeah, every Game Boy Advance soundtrack is like someone recorded a box full of snakes on a yak back and then hit play in front of you.
I'm gonna have to listen to that Golden Sun one. That's like, that's that dude's best music.
Yeah, it's incredible. Also, I saw people the other day who said, no one wants another Golden Sun. And I laughed so hard. I was like, no, I'm pretty sure they're pissed levels of one.
Yeah, they just did one really bad one on DS that only upset them and made them want another one.
I know.
You know, sometimes I think about how Golden Sun, in a way, is my second favorite game series of all time.
Oh, don't do that.
I thought the DS one, not as good as the other ones, but still furthered the story, but not enough, so it just felt like they grabbed my nuts again.
Casey's like, sometimes I think about how my missing leg was my favorite leg.
I'm just saying, it's like a situation of, if it's like they put out Dream Drop Distance and then never made a 3.
Casey, That's me.
They're
with
like,
Grandia.
Here, we're introducing the brand new villain group.
Oh.
Okay, bye. And they do that in the last hour of that Golden Sun game.
That's going to really hurt when I finally get there.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little agonizing. There was some cool stuff in there. But, God.
Ugh.
Fuck, man. Ugh. Who wouldn't want a Golden Sun? Finally, an RPG that has cool puzzles in it.
Use hand,
fucking use like tornadoes to lift yourself up.
Yeah,
freeze pillars.
Camelot's cool.
Yeah, they're cool. Whatever, I give up. Just make Mario Golf.
Like, no, we're not doing that either. Actually,
I'm like, just
fucking burn the company down.
I'm like, this is fine. You guys can just make, you know, your sports games, but have the cool stuff you used to do where there's an RPG system. They're like, nope, can't even do that. And I'm like, then what use are you?
Really? What use are you?
Was Mario Tennis Aces good?
Aces was fun. It's single player, has a ridiculous difficulty ramp. It's just a brick wall after you break through the first two softer brick walls.
Also, you would have to hope that Mario Tennis Aces was good because they clearly put out the 0.1.1 version of it, early access
Ultra
on
Smash.
The Wii U, Ultra Smash, worth one quart.
Yeah, no, that's insane.
One quart, no mechanic except a mushroom appears sometimes, so they get real big.
It makes
it easier for them to hit you.
I would like to throw back to that time, Bob.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure you recall it. I'm not sure how much Phil and Casey had to engage with this. There was a time there, around the time they were clearly throwing out these half-done titles for the Wii U, but wouldn't acknowledge the Switch, where I was like, yeah, that new Nintendo system's coming in the next, like, 9 months, maybe a year. And there were people who were like, no, it's not. That's a rumor.
Yeah, I remember that, and how insane it was. Like,
guys,
are you stupid?
Guys,
do you see Ultra Smash?
Do you see this fucking tennis game? It's like, not done. Like,
Nintendo isn't going to keep, like, this fucking safe around their neck. They're killing the Wii U the second they can.
Yeah, like, we had tons of leaks confirming it up to that point, and then they shipped nothing but that tier of game for a whole year.
Yeah, I got reminded of that shit because of fucking Scott the Waz's videos that went, oh yeah, the same fucking year Mario Tennis came out, they put out that fucking Animal Crossing Amiibo Festival Mario Party game.
Yeah, yes, yeah.
That no one liked, that they expect you to spend a lot of money just to get figures and a game that wasn't good.
Yes.
Was that the same year we got Star Fox Zero?
I think Star Fox Zero was the prior.
It was 2016. Amiibo Festival and Ultra Smash were like 4 months before Star Fox Zero.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's nuts. But that was one of the funniest engagements with the community I've ever had, where there were some really staunch people who were like, that thing's a rumor. It's not real. The Switch isn't real. The Wii U's the real system.
The Wii U's going to keep going. It's immaculate.
I'm like, yeah.
We can't get better.
Uh-huh. Sure. Yeah.
That Mario Tennis game they put on Switch was all right. I liked that they actually had new mechanics in it and a fighting game meter.
Yeah, that thing was really cool. I wish the single player wasn't a brick wall, but aside from that, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. That's all I played.
Oh, okay.
Now I'm just sad about Golden Sun again.
I know, I'm sorry.
The only thing I played is Dragon Age Origins, so I'll talk about that a little bit more.
I tuned in for some of that stream. Let me tell you how that went from my perspective, because you're going to dig in. And I think my perspective's funny and punchy. I tune in. I laugh. I have to tune out because I arrived with groceries and I go, yeah, Feels playing Dragon Age Origins. He hit a shitty puzzle. I'm laughing my ass off. I walk over to my computer. I hit play and you're like, oh no, this puzzle needs to let me reset it or I'm stuck.
I wasn't stuck. It's optional. So I just left. I did not finish that puzzle because of it. The puzzle, by the way, it's just you have three rings with nodes on them. And it's your standard fill every node, but you can't, like, going in a line, but you can't cross them over. Except there's no way to reset it. You have to manually backpedal each step. So I went, I'm not doing that. Goodbye. And just walked off. But I finished the original Dragon Age Origins, and I'm currently in the expansion pack, Dragon Age Awakening. Dragon Age Origins is great because I had the sidekick character, Alistair. I had him executed.
Ooh.
because what happens is you fight the big villain, who is Simon Templeman, who is Kane from Legacy of Kane. It's the same voice actor.
Oh.
And he does a really great performance as that character. But he like sets you up through the whole game because he's convinced you're French and therefore need to die.
Oh.
But anyway, like, you do all this political shit and you overcome him in the political, like, arena. And he's like, well, we have to duel. So you beat his ass and he's like, fuck, you're really raw. And your options are kill him or go, well, we have to fight a giant army of evil orcs and you're like the history's greatest strategist. Maybe we should like not pointlessly murder you. And Alistair starts losing his fucking shit. He starts having a temper tantrum. And he already sucks because he's like the I'm the insecure guy who hides it with jocularity. But he's always whining. It's why I didn't even take him along. I took the racist guy instead, the guy who hates elves, because he's more pleasant to be around than Alistair. But if you don't kill it, if you don't kill this villain, Alistair will be like, well, I'm leaving. Fuck this whole thing. And then the queen, who goes, well, Alistair's the bastard child of the last king. We have to kill him to prevent a civil war. And you can either intercede and be like, no, just banish him. Or be like, bye, Alistair. And I went by Alistair. He is like escorted off camera by two generic guards and then is never mentioned again. Like, he's gone. So that's funny. Dragon Age. And then you play Awakening, which is a lot better because you have like a hub. And the story is that go to this area of the country that got destroyed and rebuild it and take care of any like roaming dark orcs that are still hanging around. They're called Darkspawn, so I'll just say Darkspawn. And it's a lot better because it's more focused and also has much better environments. But it does have the absolute funniest version of the... I'm like, nobody here plays Western RPGs but me and Sword of KZ.
Mm.
But I'm sure everybody's aware of like the trope, three bandits jump a guy who's 7 feet tall and has a sword that's crackling with electricity.
Yeah, that's common, but...
there's always this internal thread of logic. There's always this there's always this layer of, well, the player knows that they're a super badass, but these three fuckheads don't.
Yes, because so, c- c- because clearly they haven't unsheathed their sword that's pissing electricity.
Well, maybe they're just putting on airs. Maybe they're not. Maybe that was all inherited, and they're not actually strong.
I feel like this is not specifically Western RPGs. This really expands to almost all media.
I'm pretty sure the Dungeons and Dragons cartoon does this 17 times, but
but in this expansion, you're explicitly the military leader of this region who is legendary for killing a giant demonic dragon and surviving something no one has ever done. And three guys will still be like, rip to that dragon, I'm built different, and come at you with a dagger.
Wait, so they know who you are?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh my god.
That's... You know, I feel pretty good about myself some days when I wake up. I don't think I've ever thought, yeah, I'm way better than a fucking dragon. I could take that guy. That's unreal.
Who, by the way, I'm also translucent. Because Woo-hoo! I have the arcane warrior ability that makes me only sort of in reality, so it's really hard to hit me. Which, by the way, doesn't turn off in cutscenes because BioWare is incompetent.
Well, you always have to be ready.
No, but Bob, they thought of, we should remove your helmets in cutscenes. But yeah, I'm actually enjoying Dragon Age Origins. The areas look neat. All your party members are horrible, intolerable people, which actually makes it pretty funny. Because the ambient dialogue is just them shitting on each other. Well, that's all I played, so I think that means it's time for something.
What? I guess, KZ, what have you been playing?
Oh, okay. So I played some Final Fantasy III. This is the PSP version.
Bob, did you know some people don't like Final Fantasy III?
Whoa, I didn't know that.
They're very vocal. It's important to pay attention to them and decide to dislike it preemptively.
that's right. I'll say something like, yo, what's up? I'm going to go stream this game now. And then within 15 minutes, I have 8 people giving me their review on Twitter. And I'm like, in what universe did you think I gave a shit? In what fucking realm did you go, I want to see if I can color his opinion of this thing? He hasn't started yet.
Here's the thing, KZ. I think you're misdiagnosing this. Their problem really is that they're not trying hard enough. They should make a video review themselves and send it to you on Twitter.
That is true. I have always been of the opinion, if you don't make it in a YouTube content form, the opinion doesn't matter.
It's not real. It's ethereal. It just disappears.
Oh no.
This penalty, this bit is like being choked out. Please, let's go to the pod.
Oh fuck the pod.
Oh no.
Pod lords such as Danny Richardson, E. Lee Broyles, Terrible Lizard Mess.
Wonderful timing on that guy.
Corey Brown, I know, right? Red Blaze 27. Anime is for jerks.
Correct.
Suzu Shiro. Emperor Zero. Shibi Weeby.
God.
I approve.
Aggro called her Shibi Weeby, and I joined the Discord call to go, what the fuck?
Oh, shit.
Ore wa Tenkuji cornbread. On my 18th birthday, I was killed by a darkspawn pony to come back to life. I need 15 sacred muffins.
I didn't expect it to take this form.
No, me neither. This is something.
I have to be careful. I occasionally go through on my GB podcast thing, and I keep forgetting they spoiler their fucking Podlord submission, being like, look what gun I prepared.
I know. Maddie Moe. Buying a house is almost complete now. Well, that's good.
Woo!
Hi, I'm Gary. My good friend saved you. A Click Video Games was banned for no reason. Go follow SYACVG, would you?
You know, I didn't notice. Huh? Let me go do that.
Yeah, somebody
yeah,
was like,
I need
they're
to do that too.
Somebody was like, they're banned, and I'm like, wait, what? No, I follow them. Wait, what?
Weird.
Yeah, they have a new account. I follow it. I retweet it occasionally.
Yeah, I don't know why they got suspended the first
time.
Man, that
really fell out. They've been banned since December. Wow.
Yeah, no, it snuck up on me. Yeah, I only recently refollowed. I was like, oh. 101 Shades of Wonderful Remastered. We need some more Switch editions. WTF Spider-Man.
Switch edition.
A old rejected Podlord image.
Ugh.
W. You know, just for this week, let's also become unironic Jake Busey stans.
Oh my god.
I don't even know who Jake Busey
god,
is.
It kind of looks like a fusion of Gary Busey and Owen Wilson.
Should Jake
Busey's Gary Busey's son.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah, I'm like, I'm pretty sure that's his son, which is hilarious to cope with visually. DFW3K, who has a picture of a cute cat as their profile image. Thank you. Thank you for that. I will share with no one.
How cruel.
Good day, Bob. It is I, Dan. What do you mean, Bobbert? We never had an Xbox Series X? Perhaps you should lie down. Everything is fine. BTD Game of the Year 2020 Extravaganza, but every time they dunk on Microsoft, it gets faster.
God, I wish that would have gone by so quick.
Shortest recording of our life.
Hooray.
Santi Kunai, Kristen C. Uh-oh. Here comes another flesh-colored Tonberry. Psych! That was a lie.
Oh!
Knee! Doink! Knee!
Ugh. Yeah, this one was really painful.
What? What's wrong? Are you a Tonberry Kinney?
Hazy, I'm going to make
Kinney
with a corpse.
Devil Summoner Raido Kuzunoha versus Digital Devil Saga Switch Edition. Killer 7 when?
Oh my god.
Oh god, now that?
It has a real third birthday energy.
Did they release a horrible PC port like last year?
Yes. I don't know how bad the port is, but I heard... yes, that exists.
I know they waifu 2X'd the assets.
Oh,
like,
no.
Why assets?
There was a trailer that came out for it, and people noticed they were just running it off Dolphin because the port wasn't done.
I think the port was off, like, a commercial fork of Dolphin.
Oh. Oh.
Jesus Christ.
You should stream the PS2 version. I heard that's the worst one.
Yes.
On that TV.
Ooh.
Now it's aesthetic.
Oh, that would be super good, though.
Actually.
Like CRT with that art style.
Yeah, I think
that actually
Killer
would
7
be really cool. I'm going to
really
add that.
Fits.
I'm going to add that to the list. Adam presents Extreme Spoo Recipes. Also, yes, house buying is an arduous process. Kyle Bjork. I'm going to read it because it's still the same picture it has been for months, but it fits with this Podlord name. I don't care about Daisy's feet. I just want her to be buff as hell and maybe use wrestling moves.
Good for you.
Coming soon, GBverse.
God, they're fast.
Wow.
They turn into things when they get shot in that, so it's like Dan turns into an Xbox Series X. All the iconic Gigaboots characters.
Manuela. My computer nearly combusted from trying to play Cyberpunk 2077. 4 out of 10. Can't be a non-combatant like in the tabletop. Yeah, that's the real problem. Zilter.
Oh no.
Wait, is this?
This one actually snuck up on me. Ah, damn.
I was like, that one doesn't need an image. Oh, wait. Yes, it does. Edition Switch Saga Devil Digital versus Kuno Tsuno Araido Summoner Devil.
Oh, no. This is like when the robot's head starts spinning. Quotes.
Oh, man. Zastader, Free of the Orange Menace. Eternal Wind, Raw. Kuruzora wants you to platinum 13 Sentinels, too.
When it comes out,
it's T.O.O. Blue to Blue Slig This Boo. Craig Goss. Cyberpunk is out, but I'll replay Mass Effect Andromeda for the Apex mobile game crossplay.
Oh, I'm going to have to take a look at that this year. Gotta know.
Hello.
Hi.
I think what makes it the most unsettling is they didn't even put Tails' nose on him.
Yeah.
Daniel, I require Taco Bell. I want to put the nacho fries in my burrito.
Look at Buff Baby Dragon.
Is it supposed to be real? Like, is this joke that it's Rob demanding Dan give him Taco Bell because Rob is his son?
Just do a hue shift. Now it's Rob.
I think this is what happens when we have a podcasting neighborhood now. I'll just assume it's from Millennium Mike.
Right.
That guy, Glay.
Okay.
What the fuck? How dare you sneak this up?
Oh, no. They're up to no good.
The dread is the worst part, like the start before a war.
Yep. Shardler Aznable got turned into a rock by the CIA. At least they gave him a cheer wine.
Rock cheer wine.
Yeah, someone should build a statue of cheer wine. You're right.
This is correct.
Cheer wine liked that post.
Cheer wine will remember this. Lambu. Me, when I launch Genshin. And it's the SpongeBob picture of the fucking fish with its eyes frying out because it's staring at the bright light.
Yep. Thank God I don't have a QLED.
Yeah. Dan and Dr. Agro training at King Kai so they have move in the CRT.
Jesus.
I like that these bees were ready to go.
Red, Dan, you can't move the Trinitron if you don't train it 10 times gravity.
Cooper Tank. Kazi Excellent is here to gank optimistically. And Busey Yamada, thank you very much to our podlords.
That's like one of the most horrifying Buseys.
Ugh. It's so seamless.
Thank you, Podlords, except specifically that one.
I'll also thank that one because I'm brave. And if you'd like to become a Podlord, you can go to our Patreon at patreon.com/GBpodcast. For as little as $5 a month, you get access to many benefits, such as extended armchair dev pitches where we actually show off our collection of knives that we maybe didn't get to use. Like, sometimes you don't really get to use the curved ones during an armchair dev. You know, you want to show off the finish on it. You know, you put it on the whetstone. Early access to Mondo Cool and Chugging Bleach are two anime review podcasts of the Dragon Ball movies and anime that's actually good. And also Cursed Content Club commentary tracks where we talk over bad movies, and Cursed Content by Committee where you vote on what bad movie we watch, review, and also produce a commentary track for. That's patreon.com/GBpodcast.
Dan?
Yeah?
I've got two pieces of stupid breaking news.
Oh.
Number one, we made a joke 20 minutes ago.
Uh-oh.
About how Hajime Tabata needs to go away. I've never seen his company. It's never coming back.
Oh, no.
This is from Gamatsu 12 minutes ago. Hajime Tabata Studio JP Games announces a virtual travel project with All Nippon Airways.
Okay.
It will allow users to travel to cities created with computer graphics in a virtual space.
All right.
Also, they're still making their Paralympic Games out in 2021. I just thought it was funny.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that seems like another hole you crawl into to get funding. I get it.
Yeah.
Yes.
This seems like a really doomed like, I hope we aren't in this long enough for that to come out.
I mean, people still want to go on digital tours, I'm sure.
Yeah.
They're saying that Airways is already kind of struggling anyway, so it seems extra doomed.
Mm.
Using the skills and experience I gained developing RPGs, I'd like to transform travel into something beyond reality. That's what Tabata said about this.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
My Final Fantasy game had zero cities.
I should make cities.
My games are hardly RPGs. I definitely learned a lot from making those.
Okay, second piece of stupid breaking news. People made the mistake of looking at the Platinum 4 website again.
No.
And if you'll remember, their fourth thing was an April Fool's joke, so really it was the 5. But we didn't know when they'd ever do it. They have now since put a date on another star that just says 2021.
Oh, come on. Give me something better than that.
Yeah, so who knows? They're going to count whatever their next announcement is as a part of that, even though everyone's shouldn't remember that anymore. I just thought, another stupid piece of breaking news.
Here we go, Bayonetta 3. Gonna find out more.
Very excited.
Please.
Thank you so much for this news.
Well, there you go. That was the stupid breaking news. Now drive the bus wherever you want.
Oh, yeah, sure. So I heard PlayStation put out a video of really giant titted vampires that are also like 9 feet tall. Can you tell me about that, Casey?
Oh, sure. Resident Evil Village had a Resident Evil Direct.
Yes, complete with world premiere.
Yeah. Phil was bothered by the world premiere that appeared on the screen. I thought it was delightful.
I don't know. Yeah, seems pretty accurate. They premiered it there, didn't they?
Yeah. Yeah. We got a new trailer. Showed off the castle. Showed off the scary women. It's coming May 7th. It's going to be cross-gen now, which is going to be really funny. And the PS5. People have already played it, I'm sure. The PS5 got an exclusive maiden demo that is not... It's going to be a completely different character divorced from the main game. You'll apparently see hints of maybe the events of that when you play the actual thing. And then they also promise another demo for everyone that isn't just PS5 closer to release.
This apparently is specifically a visual demo. Damn, look what we can do on the... Damn, look what we can do on the PS5. Which is why there's no gameplay elements or anything, which makes it really funny a couple months ago how an insider was saying they were struggling to get this run at 1080p.
Weird. It's running really smooth and has ray tracing, but it can barely run at 1080p. That's fucking weird. It's almost like game development kind of works like that sometimes, and you probably shouldn't feel bad for any specific gaming company and then disseminate news based on you feeling bad that they aren't doing as well as the others, especially when they're one of the largest software giants in the fucking world, you stooge.
But yeah, that's that demo's out. I was going to ask, did anyone play the RE7 first demo they did for
Absolutely,
that?
Absolutely, yeah.
Did that have combat in it at all?
No, I don't think it did.
Yeah, that was just exploration as well.
I'm pretty sure you get welcome to the family, and then that was it.
Oh, okay. I've already seen GIFs on here, so it seems like it's going to be the exact same thing.
Cool. Honestly, kind of neat. That demo was fantastic.
I wonder if we'll find a doll finger.
Ugh.
Oh, yeah. I remember people being like, what's this finger mean? We got to figure this out.
Did we know from the start that it was RE7?
Yes.
We knew the demo hit, but the trailer was aloof about it.
Right.
Okay.
So by the end of the trailer, you know. But
by the end of the trailer, they dropped the title and people were like, oh shit. Because most people's reactions I saw went, what the fuck is this? This is some real ass horror game. What do you mean this is Resident Evil?
Yeah.
I thought this series was like a Michael Bay thing now.
See, and then they did it again because people who see pictures of this trailer online are like, what the fuck is this horny shit? What do you mean this is Resident Evil?
Booba.
Yeah, that's all I've been seeing on Twitter. Just the word booba.
Booba. We have a multiplayer thing that's going to be alongside Resident Evil Village, and it looks hilarious. It's called Resident Evil Reverse.
They really fucking cracked the code on this one. It doesn't matter if our game looks bad if we cover it in a horrible filter, then it's a choice.
Yeah, dithering is an aesthetic.
this like delightful where you see Leon get shot to death, then he explodes and becomes Nemesis.
At least it's free if you buy 8, so who cares, whatever.
And then they show you the cover art or the key art for it, and Dan laughs at how absurd it is.
Because Jack Baker is fucking front and center. Why?
Yeah, right? And that's hilarious.
And there's like a little tiny Leon like in his chest.
It's so weird. I mean, the last time they did this was with Resident Evil 3, and that was also really bad. So it just needs to beat that, which isn't hard.
Just make fucking online mercenaries.
No.
Why is that so hard?
We can't do that until 4, because 4 has to be the best game ever made.
That's true. Correct. You know what? Bob just sold me. Okay.
Yeah. Because this, I feel like I'll latch on to this at all compared to Resistance. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, that's it.
It keeps leaving my brain as soon as it's uttered. Because this looks like it's really stupid thing where you just drop into a map and just shoot people. I'm like, okay. Use my fucking Jack Baker powers to punch you in the nose.
You use your scissor chainsaw.
I will do that.
Yeah, it definitely looks better than the worst version of Left 4 Dead ever. That is Resistance. Yeah.
I didn't put it in the notes here, but they showed off more of that Resident Evil movie. Like the CG one.
The Netflix thing.
Yeah, Infinite Darkness.
Darkness. Ouchie, ouch.
That looks fine. Yeah. That looked acceptable.
It's whatever.
I need to watch the other Resident Evil 3D movies, and then I can do that.
I've seen clips of them, and they look,
Yeah, they look really good. I don't know what you're laughing at.
Yeah, I know. They look like solid 10s that'll appear on my media thread one day. And when we watched this together, Agra was pretty excited about it, which is Resident Evil costumes are coming to the Division 2.
Shoot unarmed protesters while in Leon S. Kennedy's iconic Raccoon City Police Department uniform.
God. I think that Agra was very right when he immediately said, yeah, the Division would definitely be the bad guys in a Resident Evil game.
Yes! That's what... In fact, I'm pretty sure they've made the Resident Evil game where they're the villains, which is called Operation Raccoon City.
What about the fucking Umbrella Corps? No one even talks about that one.
That didn't even have, like, a story. Wasn't it just, like, a horrible multiplayer thing?
I don't know. No one played it. It's impossible to tell.
Oh, God, yeah, that didn't have a story. I was thinking Umbrella Chronicles, but no,
That's a railgun
game.
Yeah.
Umbrella Corps was just like a multiplayer thing. It was like a tactical shooter. I watched one person play an hour of it. They could not get a match for 40 minutes, and then the game barely functioned, and then it immediately went away forever.
Let's go ahead and finish out your news, KZ.
Okay, legendary gaming visionary Tomonobu Itagaki, may know from great things such as Dead or Alive, establishes Itagaki Games within the same interview of him establishing it. He seemingly starts begging for Microsoft to buy him.
I've never seen anyone in the game industry simp so hard as this man does for Microsoft.
Yeah, it's constant. That's always what he wants. I thought that he might have changed.
Why? Is it just because like fucking Sony's cozy with tech and I fucking hate tech?
Maybe
part of it is
he's vile. He's Vile from Mass Butter X.
God. That is absolutely Itagaki's personality, 100%.
This dude sitting here is like, anyone who has a plan that involves Tekken is my enemy.
I think that there's a weird thing. He's been jilted about the way Dead or Alive 2 happened since it did. Like, that whole mess was forcing him to release it early.
That was Tecmo's fault.
I know.
That's not Sony's fault, for people who don't know. He was forced to make a vertical of his game, like some playable state of it, months into development, but not when it was done. And Tecmo ran off and made that the game on PS2. That is not fucking Sony's fault.
Right?
What the fuck?
And then after that, it's just been like, well, Xbox has the better graphics, so obviously I'm going to view it.
Yeah,
them.
I mean, the thing is, like, at a certain point, it made sense, right? Like, the Xbox is capable of much prettier graphics than the PS2.
Right.
Ninja Gaiden looks stunning on it.
Ninja Gaiden looks very good.
I argue that Dead or Alive 3 looks way too close to 2 for me to give a shit, and that 4 looks way too close to 3 for me to give a shit. But Ninja Gaiden looks stunning. I don't understand simping for them past 2006.
Yeah, he's still doing it, though.
It's really bizarre.
Yeah, it's also crazy that he has to make his own new dev again. Like, Valhalla Games already's come and gone, and I guess that's being run by other people.
But you know what's weirder than that?
Yeah, what's up?
The fact the second studio he made was called Itagaki Games.
Yeah. I mean, the
wait, it was?
Yeah, because the first one's Valhalla. So, like...
Yeah, so this is him now doing one. Well, this interview, he also said, well, I've, for the last few years, just been training other people to make games. And now I want to make games myself again?
What are you fucking...
So I guess that he didn't... Like, for years now, he's not even wanted to make something. But now he's coming back and putting his name on the studio because he actually wants to make it.
I don't trust this man at all.
I don't either.
That all sounds like bullshit.
Why does his Wikipedia page say he is supreme advisor on Samurai Jack Battle Through Time?
What?
That studio.
I'm sure.
Oh, it was developed by a subsidiary of Valhalla. Okay.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that came
yeah,
out.
Yeah, Soleil. Soleil is a subsidiary.
Yeah, because we talked about that because it was linked to the Naruto to Boruto MOBA game thing that they made.
Yeah. I need to play that Samurai Jack game, I guess.
Okay, I'll add it to the list.
I looked at it. It looks like a solid 5.5.
Ooh. And KZ's saying that.
Samurai.
Yeah,
well,
one, it's got the license debuff on it.
It just needs to get up to the level of that Avatar game from the launch of the PS4.
Man, that's a low bar, in my opinion.
And that's the only bar I'm going to hold it to.
Okay, well, that's wise to only hold to that.
That's reasonable. I want there to be sections of the Samurai Jack game where it's an endless runner.
Uh-huh. And he's like running through the time portal, just over and over.
Yeah, and then they have to put a big seizure warning on it if it has to last that long.
Yep. I'm going to go ahead and remove some tension right now. I have no news this week. I'm not saving me for last, audience, as I move to Bob and Field next. So we're moving to Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Dan.
Start with your last thing, because it's a thing I tweeted about and I really care about.
Sakaguchi tweeted pictures of his new game, Fantasian.
Yeah, I would call it Fantasian. That's the game where the environments are still photos made on a DSLR with an awesome prime lens on it. It like a cool macro tilt shift look almost.
Yeah, they make like models of the world and take pictures of it.
And it's trying to go for that pre-rendered PS1 aesthetic. Like, that's really cool looking. I'm glad that shots came out showing how dope that is.
Yeah, no, I'm very excited for this. I think it's only announced for Apple Arcade so far.
Yeah, so far, yeah.
But so I'll play it on there, but hopefully afterward they port it, like the Shantae game. But I'm really glad to see something on this, because I haven't heard about it in over a year. So for him to start tweeting out pictures, I think, earlier this month, it was really exciting. Hopefully
they're like,
together.
It's coming soon.
Yeah, they also even said it's coming soon. I was like, okay.
Yeah, because Mistwalker's like, what the fuck? Gucci's gone rogue. He's just tweeting out screenshots. Has he gone crazy?
Make them stop.
Yeah, hopefully it gets announced for anything else.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm actually looking at a screenshot of it in-game, and that actually does look neat.
Yeah, sounds incredible. My major sign, and keep in mind, I haven't been sold on any Sakaguchi project since he left Square, basically. except for I really wanted to try what was it? The 360 RPG with the dragon? Blue Dragon?
Yeah, Blue Dragon.
Okay. I thought that sounded neat. Neat.
That was him. That was them too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Mistwalker.
Yeah, they did that and Lost Odyssey.
Yeah.
Lost Odyssey, I will always okay, that's accept the, for.
I need so funny to me. What's he really left Square to make a Dragon Quest and a Final Fantasy.
Yes.
Yeah, he was. That's kind of what happens. You get kicked out instead of leaving on your own accord, really.
Yeah. But yeah, the when they described the tech in that Apple video last year, I was like, oh, that's fucking brilliant. I can't wait to see this. So seeing the fucking product, seeing the stills, that is incredible. That's so exciting.
Yeah, I'm really, really looking forward to this. Yeah. And I want to see battle system. Hopefully it is just straight up turn-based like classic.
I'm sure it is. Like, just because you would be limited on action RPG if you tried to do it in still backgrounds?
Yeah, I don't know what you...
Yeah, man, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
They're probably going to do, you know, kind of like Final Fantasy VII did, where, you know, you have certain camera angles.
Right.
That sort of thing.
I just hope that they're not like it plays like Terra Battle in battle.
Well, I don't know how Terra Battle plays, so I'm not as scared as I should be when you say that.
I know about Terra Battle. There's a quest in Final Fantasy 15 with Terra Battle.
Look, Terra Battle plays great for a mobile game and nothing else.
Oh,
I met Terra Battle Woman. They pretended that she had chemistry with Noctis despite the quest being 20 minutes long.
Oh, that's
the funny
great.
Thing is she only exists in Terra Battle 2, which they which shut is, down after a month or something.
Oh.
Five times the amount of content his actual love interest has?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, you fight an evil version of her where the colors are inverted on her.
That was pretty raw.
Yeah,
yes.
Looking at the screen cap again, I don't know why they wouldn't try to push this as a major like exclusive for a console, because I think this aesthetic would sell it to 99% of people.
Yeah, I assume they just, you know, Apple was going around doing their
money hatting
yeah. Like they were for a lot of people at that specific time.
Yeah,
if Tokyo RPG Factory could put those things out.
Man, remember when Microsoft cared and spent money.
They spend money now on buying 15 studios as a package deal.
That we would see games from.
You're going to see the games you would have already seen from those studios.
That's
doesn't
exciting,
that count now?
Right?
Yeah, you're going to see some Bethesda games on Sony platforms.
We paid a lot of money for nothing to change.
Okay, anyway. Hey, Bob, tell us about the new lengthy King of Fighters 15 trailer is written in the news document, and I just read it verbatim.
Okay.
That was me.
I don't remember this guy's name even.
Meitan Kun?
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, sure, yeah. Sure. Meitan Kun.
He's sleepy twink.
He's, now that Hades is out, people seem to like that sleepy guy in there. Maybe they'll like him now.
Okay, yeah, sure.
This was another trailer, under a minute. Cut after basically every single punch, didn't even let you see the finish or the like special movie they tried to pull off at the end. It's another Arxis trailer. It's bad. Stop doing this. At the end of it, I said check back for more movies next week, and so of course it'll just be another one of these bad trailers. If you had like this would make sense if the trailer was long enough so we saw more than one character and you just wanted to cut between a ton, hype you up over how many characters you have. If you do one of these for every character, who cares?
Bob, check this out, okay?
Uh-huh.
The game's not coming out till next year, but they have 53 more characters to show.
That's what it feels like.
It comes out this year.
Nope, it's getting delayed, but they're going to show you so many trailers of individual characters that you just won't know.
Like, I want a full-size trailer to this game so I can get a good feel for how good it looks in everything. Instead, they're like, no.
Absolutely not.
We drip feed you bad.
Bob's like, hear me out. What if Mai Shiranui was 9 feet tall, okay? and a vampire.
I feel like they have to have a character that fits that description in King of Fighters universe already.
I don't think there is a 9 foot tall vampire giant-titted lady.
Foot tall, but if you were like the character closest to that, I would say Shermie.
I mean, if they made her 9 feet, no one would notice. It would just be like, oh, okay. This seems like the ideal version.
Yes, correct.
What, she came back from the dead? Of course she got 2 feet taller.
Characters come back from the dead all the fucking time. Both of Iori's teammates in 14 are dead.
Yeah.
She changed her mind. Of course she would change her appearance.
Thank you, Dan.
You're welcome. No one's gonna. Anyways, we got other news, Bob.
But Puzzle Quest 3 got announced.
Ooh,
the fuck!
It comes to PC, iOS, Android, and additional platforms are to be announced.
Okay.
It's gonna be free to play. We don't really know much else. This just got announced. Yeah,
that sounds like that could be really insidious.
Yes, that game's already kind of insidious. So you know.
Did you talk about this game on a big thing?
Yes, Puzzle Quest? About the first one.
Yeah.
And was like, I played
okay,
it for 14
I remember
hours
talking
and
about
had
it.
To
it had an evil energy to the conversation.
That's because it's too good. And yes, feels right. I played it for a giant chunk of time and immediately deleted it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because I can't let games own me like that. I really can't. I'm too busy. I keep moving.
You keep schmoving.
I keep schmoving. Bob,
all
we played,
schmoving
Bob, we played some Amiga games last night that had some schmoovement.
And we did.
Oh,
good
no.
Lord, every single character schmooves in Amiga.
some 20 frame per second schmooving on 60 frame per second scrolling.
Yes.
Oh, man. So I'm glad they're making a Puzzle Quest 3. I'm really concerned that it's free to play. I'll be sure to check it out for the podcast because I really like Puzzle Quest 1. Puzzle Quest 2 changed how the mechanics work, and I didn't like it because of that. Maybe 3 will be good.
Maybe.
Maybe.
And my last piece of news.
Mm-hmm.
Neo Director did a big interview. He's Fumihiko Yasuda. Saying that they don't have any current plans to make Neo 3, that they want to go back to that universe at some point after making new things and finding stuff out. He says there'll be Ninja Gaiden news soon.
Woo!
And then he says that they want to make a open world game with the power of next gen, which is worrying.
That is worrying, but given how well they made their Dark Souls game, I'm confident they could find something.
Yeah, I think that they could have their own, like, Dragon's Dogma, I think, is a really great open world action game. So maybe they have something in mind like that.
Yeah, just as long as they can control the scale.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be fine.
I just had a vision of a game I wish would happen, but won't.
Okay.
It's just Demon City Shinjuku, the anime, but it's fully explorable city. It plays like Ninja Gaiden. I'm like, oh no, that's not happening.
No, that's not. Okay, well, that's the Bob news. Hey, Phil.
Okay, well, they announced, what the fuck is its name exactly? BlazBlue Alternative Dark War, which is a free-to-play role-playing maybe puzzle game that was announced in like 2017 that I guess is coming out next month.
In Japan, right?
There you go. Yeah, in Japan.
BlazBlue is back.
It's a sequel to BlazBlue. It's in a different timeline, I think.
Oh,
oh come on.
Oh, alternative. Okay.
Because it has Raquel like Alucard, who is the alternate Rachel from the Blood Edge Experience timeline. And it has like an alternate version of 9 and all kinds of shit. So it like that's why it's alternative. The Central Fiction ended the franchise, Dan.
I'm just going to look it up to see if Raquel is taller than my girlfriend. One moment.
Yes, she is, actually. She's, like, basically an adult.
Don't worry. One day, BlazBlue will return with a brand new fighter. It'll have 12 fighters in the roster at the start. It's going to be real good.
Her BlazBlue wiki page includes her power level in the opening sentence.
Raquel, oh, that's a good franchise.
Raquel Alucard is one of the main characters of BlazBlue Blood Edge Experience. Her life force value hovers around 80 million.
That's great.
It's really stupid. I also don't like the art style on her, but whatever. She's age 2.
It's a fucking light novel. Yeah, but like this is going to have like the light novel shit, and it has like the X-Blaze, the BlazBlue fucking visual novels most people don't actually know are related to BlazBlue because they don't have BlazBlue in the name.
Oh yeah, I remember wanting to pick those up and then realizing they were visual novels and I did not care enough. I don't think they even translated them. Or they don't
they didn't
dub them.
Didn't dub them. Yeah, they didn't dub them. No way. And it has like the mobile game protagonist, which is the same character in two sexes. And so yeah. Maybe I'll play it if they translate it. Why not? I want to learn about observers.
Feel.
And the last thing is Xbox Live this. Gold might be going to $60 no. per 6 months because a bunch of pictures of apparently new cards have popped up. And like 6 months of Xbox Live Gold, $59.99.
Hey,
that's
Bob.
As much as PlayStation Plus now.
That's, hey, Bob.
That's what I said.
Hey, Bob. Who predicted
ago.
That? Was it us?
Yes.
Was it us months
oh
ago?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, didn't what? Didn't you predict this 6 months ago?
Yes. Yes. Longer.
Because I did the math, and I was like, oh, no. No.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Let's be honest. Let's be honest here, audience. $60 a year for the online service is already egregious.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's robbery.
It's insane.
When Phil said this, I'm like, well, clearly this has to include their Game Pass stuff. No. You tell me I have to pay $120 a year just to use your online features?
Yeah, as we become increasingly cross-platform, cross-play, so, like, some guy on Steam is playing with me for free?
Yeah.
Like, why would I fucking do that?
This is insane.
This is the only thing that makes Microsoft money anymore, and I'm like, I really do think that, like, within the next year, they're either, one, going to ridiculously increase the price of Game Pass, or two, be like, if you had like 3 years of Game Pass before, that's Silver Game Pass now, and only gets like these games.
Oh, that's funny. That seems really possible. I mean, within
it won't be Silver Game Pass. They'll make something called Super Ultimate.
In the next 18 months, for sure, Game Pass is going to shoot up to an unreasonable price.
I'm sitting here like...
Or they just will stop getting new games. Like, that already seems to kind of be what it is.
You know, I'm hedging my bets on both.
Yeah, right.
Sometimes they'll say they're going to get a game for Game Pass, and then the game company will say, no, you're not.
Yeah, did you see that?
What happened with Fall Guys?
Wait,
yeah,
what?
Yeah, yeah. Tom Warren was like, hey, according to this, you know, Microsoft's going to... Go to get Fall Guys on Game Pass, and the Fall Guys games devs came out and said, this is incorrect.
And then Devolver said no.
Oh,
and then
no.
And then Tom Wormwell went, oh, so you're saying it's eventually going to like PC Game Pass? And they're like, no.
That yeah. was my favorite part. The first part was kind of funny. The second part where he goes, PC Game Pass then? And they're like, no.
Is Fall Guys even on Xbox?
No.
I don't think so. Okay. I think it's only on PlayStation and console. And
PlayStation PC.
Good old Tom Warren bringing us those good tweets.
I didn't even put this in the news, but I'm going to talk about it real quick just to like end an arc that nobody knew existed.
Okay.
Ooh.
Like on the second or third episode of Big Thing to Mention, I talked about a game called Atomic Heart.
Yes.
Which was like a you know, nuclear punk type, maybe Western RPG coming. Anyway, they released a new trailer, and it looks like a completely fucking different game and also still has no date, so I'm just going to assume that game is doomed. Like, it looks nothing like the original trailer. Like, it doesn't even appear to be the same genre. It has, like, gritty 7th-gen men with clubs made of gears, and they're scowling, and... So, if we never hear about that again, you know why now.
All right.
I'm still just back being blown away.
Hmm.
Wondering if that will work.
Raising the...
Doubling the price.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, the $10 each time, like, that fools people. Doubling it doesn't fool people.
It does if you don't offer a year.
Oh, God, you're right.
Yep.
Because they just stop offering the year.
And then people go, 60, yeah, that's what I always pay. And then 6 months later, they go, yeah, 60, that's what I always pay.
It's really great. Well, I mean that's the business model for every streaming service, isn't it? If you forget that you have it and just stop using it, good. And don't remember to turn it off, good.
Yep, that's how that's going.
$60.
Yeah, that's insane.
Fuck
and
yourself.
I'm like,
I hope it's wrong.
Let me. Yeah, see, that's what I was gonna say. I'm gonna be frank. I'm hoping somehow this is fucking wrong.
Because this seems like. Comically ridiculous.
I'm still standing behind Game Pass is going to shoot up in a lot in the next 18 months because they own Bethesda now they can charge a premium price because that's Doom Eternal, Skyrim, and so much more.
$45 a month.
I already cringe whenever fucking Netflix ups their price and they're like, we're gonna charge you like $19 now. I'm like,
why? What do you have? Why am I paying you for this?
I'm like, what do you have? Well, fucking one season of Supermarket Sweep? Like, fuck off.
Yeah, Bob bailed.
Yeah, I decided I'm gonna only turn it on when they put up a new season of Baki or something else like that, where I just binge through it and then turn it off.
See, I got upset because fucking they didn't put out all of BoJack Horseman on Blu-ray, only seasons 1 and 2, and they did it years ago. So it's clear they're not gonna put the rest on Blu-ray. I'm like, come
on. That seems to be their play now. Like, one of Disney's guys flat out admitted, like, maybe we're probably never gonna put Disney Plus things on Blu-ray.
God,
buy Disney Plus.
Yeah.
It's like, no, you can't just own it.
You can't own things. Welcome to the future, fucker.
Yeah, I think it was like the head Marvel guy, Feige. They asked, "Are the shows going to be on Blu-ray?" And he's like, "No, I don't know."
Yeah, I don't know, but yeah. Anyway, that sounds awful. I hope they don't double the fucking price of fucking Live.
Yeah, it's like double the price of nothing. We're selling you something that's literally should be free.
Yes, I don't think it's a stretch to say online gaming should be free on these systems. Yeah. We're already in their ecosystem. People buy digital games and DLC all the time. They shouldn't have to pay to play online with each other.
I want to live in this world where it's like, yeah, you could buy Live for a year, or you could buy the fucking bad Nintendo online service that's an eighth of the price yearly.
Eighth? I thought it was just a sixth.
It's $20, to my understanding.
Yeah, that's a sixth.
Feel, okay. Did you just fall for it? Did you
fall for what?
How much is the Switch online yearly?
20, so 20. 120.
Okay, 1 second. I thought...
Okay. Six months,
yeah,
$60
yeah,
for
no,
6 months.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I thought it was less.
I think we pay less because we do the family plan.
Oh, okay.
What? How much?
Yeah, we do a fucking family plan.
How
Why
is that
not...
less?
Because it's less per person.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I thought you were going to say, what, you're not a family, and I'm like, video games?
Yeah, come on. Pay attention.
I assume, like, look, in traditionally when you say the family plan, that would be more, like, mobile.
Yes. Okay, yeah, no, it's ridiculously cheap to do the family plan. Jesus Christ, people are doing individuals?
Right.
Family plan's $35, and it covers 8 people.
Oh, I'm so stupid, I have to do that.
That's why I was having a stroke this whole time. I'm like, there's no way it's $20. There's no way. And then I look at it, it's like, yeah, it's $35 for 8 people. That's less than $5 each.
I've just been up for a while, and I fucking forgot math. And for some reason, thought Xbox was going to charge $160
a year.
Wait another year.
Yeah, you just got a vision from June of 2022.
God damn it!
Microsoft's like, I don't understand why we're losing users.
I just don't know.
It
all makes
sense when they announce Battletoads 2.
And then they're like, Elder Scrolls 6 is Series X exclusive, and you need gold to play the single player.
They could do that. They could literally start more games. They're like, if you don't have gold, you can't play. I'm sorry.
No. Okay. We shit on Microsoft, but we're going to make gold required for single-player games is like a level of evil that doesn't make sense.
Well, that's... You're not thinking about this right.
The game's free.
The game isn't single-player only because nothing is. You have to have internet connection or you can't play it. It's all like Destiny.
We don't have any Can more games.
I actually do have one clarification.
No,
it's good. It's good, actually, and Feel's the one who reminded me of it. Last week, we talked about those 1UP arcade machines and how they have a Killer Instinct one.
Oh, yeah.
Something I did not know, the Killer Instinct one has Battletoads games on it.
Okay.
It's apparently just the Rare arcade cabinet. So, weirdly enough, it has, what was it? Double Dragon versus Battletoads and the arcade version of Battletoads. I think that's the most bizarre combination I've ever heard of like buy the Killer Instinct cabinet with all this cool shit on it and play Battletoads.
And we need to get the Battletoads arcades on Mister.
I wonder if I doubt it's on there. Anyway, KZ, what do you have going on in the next week?
Trying to keep up with streaming and stuff. I didn't mention it in the playing segment, but I started Hitman 3. I looked at the first level they have in there. Oh, boy. Be prepared, because it does that Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol thing. it's the giant building.
Oh, yeah, it is.
And they start you outside it.
Ooh.
So you're, like, walking across, like, a railing before you go in, and that game looks absurd.
Nice.
And also runs at 60, so that's good. But I'm working my way through, like, Hitman 1 all the way to the current stuff, so I won't be speaking too much on it. So I'll be chipping away at that and getting some stream stuff done, but that's it for me.
Cool. Bob and I got this Mister. We're going to do some fucking hilarious Mister streams. Because, man, we were rolling some of the shit we found.
We'll probably do CRT stuff in some sort of that.
Yeah, we have some shows starting up sometime soon, and CRT streams or other content coming soon. So keep an eye out for that. It's very exciting. And honestly, I think the video I put up of Mega Man 8 is the best footage of a CRT on the entire internet. Aesthetically very chill, very cool. And that's a real pain in the ass. Like, you cannot imagine how many hours it takes to calibrate a camera to film a CRT and then color grade it to match it too. And then know the correct color matrices to make YouTube represent it correctly. But yeah, it looks pretty good. Anyway, that's it for us. Phil, you doing anything?
Dragon Age.
Forever.
Wow.
I'm just going to jump it again, and he'll be like, another puzzle.
No.
Oh, I forgot to mention during your Dragon Age segment, Phil.
Yes?
Your allies talking to each other was so bad, I had to tap out. It's that stream.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it?
No, it's the fucking like, worst.
Where they're arguing about their venereal diseases or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so fucking awful. I'm like,
BioWare
this
is very good at writing dialogue.
So if you can imagine, that came out and that was a thing. And then Dragon Age Inquisition comes out and everyone's like, haha, the dwarf's horny or something like that. And I'm like, please leave me the fuck alone. Yeah, that dialogue was really bad, man. God damn.
And I'm like, whatever, at least this isn't boring.
Feels just like gritting his teeth, and he's like, it's better than Big Board.
Yes, it is better than the Fade and the Deep Roads from the base game.
That's really sad. Looking forward to watching more.
Yeah, so pretty soon we're going to be in 2, the bad one.
What do you mean that's the bad one?
Oh, yeah.
Dragon Age, watch it?
Dragon Age 2 is considered the worst game BioWare has ever made.
I can't even fathom where that is relative.
It's really fucked up because I have a mutual who loves Dragon Age 2.
I remember playing the demo and being like, whoa, I didn't like Dragon Age, but oh, man.
Okay, so Dragon Age Origins came out in 2019. Dragon Age Awakening, the big like 12-hour expansion pack I played, came out March of 2010.
Okay.
Oh, so 2009, not 2019.
Yeah, I figured it out.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I got it. Dragon Age 2 came out less than a year later. It came out 14 months after Dragon Age Origins and nine months after the expansion. That game had like 8 months of development.
Infamous third son. The other ghost of Tsushima. Ship it 1 year later.
When that game launched, I'm going to say this now because I might get there before we record the next big thing to mention.
Okay.
The opening of that game, it cannot look the way it looks in my head, which is characters. Which is characters standing on like a big stone square, like a tile, a giant tile with like bad looking rock outcroppings in a couple places. And they're just in like a purple void. And that's meant to be a battlefield. It cannot actually look like that, but that's how I remember it looking at launch.
Okay, my memory of Dragon Age 2 at launch is you're in, like, there's a tiny walkway across a desert, and the desert looks like a really low trench texture stretched out too far.
Mario 64 desert.
Is that?
And the camera has to be at such a high angle because it can only render like 10 feet around you. And then you click on the... There.
God, I don't even remember a desert in 2. I'm like, Dragon Age 2 has a city and one cave. That isn't even a joke. They made one cave. Now, do you know how they trick you into from noticing that it's the same cave unless you have an IQ of like above 4?
They have
doorways all through the cave, and sometimes certain doorways will be blocked off. So you can only access this section of the cave, and another time it'll be this section of the cave, and they have alternate entrances, so you come into the cave from this entrance, and they spin the map, and that'll confuse you and keep you from realizing that it's one room.
That's value.
Oh.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Big Think Dimension. If you'd like to support the GP Podcast Network, head on over to patreon.com/GP Podcast so that way you can get exclusive behind the scenes on stuff, other content. There's a lot of content. It's basically non-ending avalanche of content. So head on over there, become a $5 backer or a Podlord today.